But yeah, for chapter 9, it was basically just like how to statisticulate, if I know how to pronounce it, I'm sorry. But it's basically, you know, the author is, you know, is basically manipulate readers by using statistics. And this is basically, you know, the overlying theme of the chapter. And it's basically like a cheat sheet to watch out for. You know, the author uses a lot of different, you know, tricks and everything, like measuring profit on costs, or showing a graph with a finer y-axis scale just to show how steep growth is, and how calculation mislead by involving children is the family that individuals for the average amongst us. Just a few things that the author kind of shows to really, you know, to help us look out for those things. Paige, do you have anything else to add to that?
Well, on page 102, it explains how the darkening shadow is also a way that people use to manipulate others on statistical analysis and whatnot. And what Mr. Huff shows is a map, and he shades in like certain places of the map to show a certain point. Like say how Americans that are obese in the area, and you know, they'll shade in which states are the most obese throughout the whole United States, but there's like really no and like data on that. Like there's nothing to support it but shading, and that can be a little confusing to us and whatnot.
So on the last chapter is basically, you know, how to talk back to statistics, and it's basically just like one cheat sheet for readers, you know, and what, you know, it's basically just questions to ask when you're looking at some sort of data. You know, some questions he kind of points out is like who says so, like who is the one who is publishing the results. Look at the people who are publishing results, and you know, do they have anything to gain with the results? You know, do some background checks on who is actually doing this and who is looking at those kinds of things. Another question is, you know, how does he know? How did they measure the results? You know, was there any like sampling bias? Like another thing you can look to is basically, you know, obviously it's like a simple Google search away if you really want to delve into it. But those are things you should look at if you're really curious about it. Another question is, did something change the subject? You know, are the cause and effect getting muddled? You know, that's basically just looking at you know, the cause and the effect, and like, you know, and basically I think a strategy I kind of came up with is like switching it around, saying, you know, the effect of this can be manipulated by a lot of different factors. So that could be, you know, a lot of different reasons. I know there's another thing to look at. And also, I think the biggest one is, like, does it make sense? And look at it, you know, this is basically just logic, common sense, math things. And it's just about people looking at it, and if it doesn't make sense, then you should look at it again and just try to comprehend it. Yeah.
Comprehend what's trying to be portrayed to you, is what Muhammad's trying to say through statistical data and whatnot. And also, Mr. Huff makes a point on page 106. He says, gets a reference of checking how many people sleep, and he does not like that statistical analysis. He says that it's like a waste of time because you'll be off by like 15 minutes, and then you end up saying people sleep an average of 7.831 minutes, but really like that's not accurate. That's just a wasteful average, which he would say. And he said it would be like a poor approximation. I think an example of something similar to checking something like that would be like how much minutes of the exercise should you have. It would be probably another example of what Ms. Huff was saying about the sleep thing, and like stuff like, I don't know, stuff that won't be exactly accurate, like, ever, is what Mr. Huff was talking about in his analysis. And it'll be just a waste of time to even check that. Okay.
So those are all the chapters in How to Lie with Statistics. Overall, Paige, what did you think about the book?
We had chapter 10.
We did chapter 10.
No, we
did. Yeah, we did. We did that. That was just chapter 10.
No, you didn't.
Chapter 10 was How to Talk Back to Statistics.
I thought we were still on chapter
9. Yeah, chapter 10 too. But anyway, yeah. But as Paige was kind of alluding, I thought chapter 9 and chapter 10 were kind of the same thing.
No.
You know, they're both like a cheat sheet anyway.
No, chapter 9 is about the things that people do to manipulate others. Chapter 10 is what you should do when you see something.
Yeah, those are the questions I gained when I was talking about those.
I didn't know. Maybe because you were looking at the wall.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, did you talk about who says so? Like who says so?
Yeah, that, all those things. Yeah, I talked about all of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the point of who says so, he talks about the person who is biased toward the situation and whatnot. And, And then he goes and talks about how does he know, which is, like, he points out a questionnaire that involves, like, 1,200 companies to see if they have raised prices or whatnot. And he makes a point that only 14 replied and only 9% haven't, and 9% raised prices. And he... the assumption that 5% I'm sorry. It says that 9% haven't raised prices, 5% have raised prices, and 86% refused to do the questionnaire. And he says you can represent this as something biased. So, like, you can say, like, all right, only, okay, only, only 5% have raised prices, but if you're against that, you would rearrange that data into saying, like, well, yeah, so Americans do, you know, raise prices and whatnot, and,
As Paige was saying what I was saying earlier, you know, that was kind of a cool chapter, but overall, how do you think about the book?
I thought it was good.
I thought it kind of changed the way I